USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are responding to criticism that the president didn't bring up the problem of Russian election meddling interference when he spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is keeping Moscow in line.
This administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessor administrations. I could go through the list, but there's not time in the show to talk about all the things we've done. Our largest defense buildup, our new... I mean, the list is long.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The president says he still sees tremendous potential for a good, even great relationship with Russia. Investigators say 41 of the 78 people on board a Russian Aeroflot passenger plane were killed after it caught fire while making an emergency landing at a Moscow airport. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business, Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
The federal gas tax of 18.4 cents hasn't risen since 1993. Since then, costs of transportation projects has risen to almost 75%. The administration is proposing $2 trillion in infrastructure spending. White House advisor Larry Kudlow says we shouldn't raise the tax.
Well, wouldn't you admit that the gasoline tax has not kept up well enough?
Factually, it's never been indexed, if that's what you're saying. Do motorists want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. Do working folks want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. We'll come up with our own package.
Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some shipments may be contaminated with metal. The affected product was produced between October 1st of last year and March 8th of this year. The product was shipped to retailers nationwide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A man was on a fishing trip in Florida and ended up having a painful encounter with a shark. It happened when he fell off his boat and the shark zoomed right over. WINK-TV reporter Morgan Reiner.
My foot slipped.
And before he knew it, he was in the water.
I felt something hit me on the leg. I thought it was a tarpon, but it was an 8 to 10 foot bull shark.
The captain pulled him back on the boat and Kelly's military training jumped into action. He cut off circulation to his leg while they made their way back to the dock. So a few surgeries and a round of antibiotics and Kelly will be okay.
He says he'll gladly go fishing again if his wife allows it.
A community is mourning a fallen hero in North Carolina after a police officer was shot and killed during a traffic stop late on Saturday. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
It's an all too common scenario for law enforcement officers. The officer killed during what started as a routine traffic stop. The Mooresville Police Department says 32-year-old canine officer Jordan Shelton was fatally shot at about 10 on Saturday night. The suspect in the shooting left the scene but was later located in a nearby apartment where they found him dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The officer had served with Mooresville's police department for 6 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.